Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, well, we can start whenever you guys are ready then, because I got a beer. I'm good to go. Well, hold on, I need to grab a allergy pill quick.
Oh shit, I need paper.
Chris needs some paper.
Let me see. Y'all can't see through this, can you? You just see paper?
I can't see you, y'all, if that's what you're asking.
Through this.
Yeah, there we go, John Cena.
Okay. Oh, go now.
I still had a last week's paper.
I said, ooh wee. What up with that? Ooh, what up with that? Ooh wee. Hey, Chris got himself some paper. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's what PC Tunney sings while he's taking a piss.
That's not true. the words are supposed to be the same, but it's more of a, you know, it's more of a hurricane kind of thing. Like, what's up with that?
I didn't know where you're going with that hurricane thing.
Yeah, it's a big ball.
You gotta have winds of at least 74 miles an hour, Adam. Oh, these are facts. It's a science. All right, we can start the show. I hope you recorded that.
It's science.
I mean, yeah.
Everyone bows down to the queen.
Let me talk to you.
TikTok.
For the love of God, stay away from the dipper dogs.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is Pizza Tunney. PC Tunney, formerly known as Pizza Funny, the artist formerly known.
What?
Wow. 1 week off. You know, folks, today it's not been the drinking. I literally woke up 20 minutes ago from a nap. So I am literally Sleepy Tunney today, but I am known as the Pumpkin Carver on Twitter for this month. I am also joined by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It is him. It is him. It does be a scientist. Indeed, it's DPP.
It's same thing for me. You know, just same initials. I'm not changing mine every month like you do.
I didn't change it, my initials.
Well, you just whatever you want to call it. Change who you are.
Pumpkin Carver, PC.
Yeah,
that's Pumpkin great. Carver, Tony. All right. Anyway, I think we are the quintessential quadrangular podcast now. I think for the time being, because folks, I do believe he's much more of a permanent type of member. Back again here. Great job hosting last week, by the way. It's Christopher Platt.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the high praise. I appreciate it. Had a ball, by the way. We had a really good show last week. Had a lot of fun. Nice to be back, Mr. Pumpkin Carver. We're on the precipice of another Halloween movie. And the most important thing that happened to me this week is the Michael Myers face turn. Should I continue? Should I elaborate?
Sure.
I'm just saying, man, I saw the last Halloween that was in 2017. Like, they chained this melon farmer in the basement, blew up the house, and he's still alive. And, yo, I love me some Jamie Lee Curtis. Go back and watch Jamie Lee Curtis in Trading Places. Beautiful woman, great actress. I absolutely adore Jamie Lee Curtis. But Michael been trying to kill this bitch for 40 years. You know, after a while, you got to say, maybe it's her. Maybe she's the problem. I appreciate his persistence. He's the John Cena of horror movies, okay? Never give up. I appreciate the persistence. And you know what? Get her, Michael. Go get her. Kill her. Kill the daughter. If the daughter got a husband, kill the husband. Kill everybody in this melon farmer. I'm pro Michael Myers. I am team Michael Myers, ladies and gentlemen. Doom, 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 doom. Get it, Mike. Get them all, Mike.
Get I'll be honest with you. Right now, I kind of feel like I felt about a half hour into work this morning. Like, you asked me, should I continue? And we said yes. And about a half hour into work this morning, I turned to my buddy and I said, it's too late to call in. Anyway, the fourth member of our broadcast here is none other than the Trivia Trickster. He's phenomenal in so many ways, funky and fresh. Oh, yeah. Take a poll of that. It's AJ Velez.
I need to, because as soon as we were recording, I pulled up from work. I literally pull up and then it's just like 15 minutes and I'm like, I wish I knew that sooner so I didn't have to rush myself out of work. Probably like fucked up everything at work. So now I have to go back in on Monday and be like, what happened here?
Well,
blame it on the guy who can't speak English.
No habla inglés. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Man. You guys are being racist. Anyway.
Right? That's what I'm saying, right? They just carried the pregame meeting into the goddamn show. Like, what the hell? You know?
Let's not go there. Right, let's not go there. Jesus. Now you're bringing Jesus. Now he's bringing religion into this. What's Jesus got? Jesus got to do? Got to do with it?
Well, we broke it.
Politics.
I was about to say, we've broken all the rules. We might as well get into politics, too, at this point.
Oh, no. I think instead, DP, we're going to let everybody know what's happening this week on episode 293 of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
I feel like it's an extreme.
Maybe that's what I was talking about before. In order to have an extreme sheet, you need winds of at least 74 miles an hour. I mean, you talk about the torque on those new leaf blowers, right? And they show that back and forth. But what if they could show the torque of the shit flying out of your ass? I mean, like 74 miles an hour, you just took a hurry of shit, you know?
I was going to say Thai food works well, too.
Yeah. Some Thai food mixed in with some Taco Bell?
DP, shirt, good. You like Thai?
Thai, good. You like shirt?
All right, this week we will be doing some Extreme Rules and probably more Simpson references. The WWE is having a draft, but likely the worst possible time, in my opinion. We're going to get the trivia, and I know you've heard them say the phrase before, Annie, get your gun. Well, a last call, we're going to substitute Arn for Annie and see how it rolls out. Platt, would you do me the honor of instructing one DPP?
Wow. Nice. Yes, with all pleasure.
You can't tell me what to do.
Psych! DPP! Ring the bell!
Damn, Vince Russo.
Any motherfucker that ever comes on this goddamn show, these are my fucking things that I do, and you can never take them away from me. I am Pumpkin Carver Tunney, and you will know that forever. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been my time here on the DWI podcast. You can find me on Twitter at TheRealCPlat.
Honest to God, when I said that to you, I was 100% honest and I was going to have you do it. And then I thought it'd be funnier to cut you off.
You found your moment. I can't be mad at that. You saw your opportunity. You took your shot. I can't be mad at that. Yeah, that was well played. Well played.
I'm not sorry, but I say sorry because I like to feign politeness sometimes. So, Extreme Rules. You know I love you, though. Extreme Rules. Yeah, you know, right, that right there, Dan. Do that again. Yep, there you go. That's kind of how I feel about all of wrestling, but I'm here with attitude, bitch. So let's just go around the Horn. Well, Dan, you showed an extreme level of disgust there in your shrug. How did you feel about Extreme Rules?
I'll preface it by saying there was a Packer game on at the same exact time, so I was pulling double duty by watching two different screens.
What a game it was.
Yeah, 37 seconds, what a game. Throw in, the New Day Lashley thing, like, at the last minute was kind of, like, strange. Like, they totally could have promoted that, you know, for one. Not having the title match on the pay-per-view was kind of shitty. I get it. You know, after they're trying to do more on Raw because they got to, you know, get the ratings up, you know, especially going against Monday Night Football. So they moved that title match. But there was nothing that stood out to me as like, wow, this is awesome. Like, there was nothing great. It was just kind of a blah pay-per-view, which I think we, in a sense, kind of expected that to be the case when we talked about it last week, is there was nothing like, wow, you know, we're really looking forward to this so much. I mean, I was really the only one I was really looking forward to was Reigns and the Demon. And that was, you know, okay. Hated the ending. Why do we bring back the red light? It was gone for so long. We had it. It was gone. And they brought it back. And then John Cena turned heel and, broke the ropes, which was weird, you know, because you didn't see him do it, you know. My biggest problem. Yeah, it was bad. I know. my problem with that is, you know, there used to be a time, if I remember correctly, back in the old late 90s.
Back when I was a young man, used to watch school downhill both ways, not like them dumb fuckers who went uphill both ways. You know, you just go the other way.
Make an extra work.
Through the snow.
Through the snow in the summer. And, like, there was a time when, like, everybody kind of, I swear, like, people talked about their matches and what they were going to do during these matches and would, like, say, hey, I'm going to be doing this. Let's try not to ruin that spot. You know, maybe they could have talked to everybody and said, hey, we're going to have the top rope break. Maybe we shouldn't have Sheamus dancing on top of that same exact rope a match or two earlier. Like, it's as simple as that. And it make it throw, you know, that kind of throws that illusion, you know, a little bit better. If they did that, because a whole 200-pound man versus a 300-pound guy is dancing on it, and he's just standing there.
Well, what you don't know is that's the best way to loosen up a top rope is by having an Irish person dance on top of it, whether it's Sheamus or you or Hornswoggle. It doesn't matter. Chris, what were your initial thoughts on the entire Extreme Rules pay-per-view?
Or Bruce Willis from The Last Boy Scout. My OGs will get that reference.
Yippee-ki-yay.
No, Last Boy Scout, not Die Hard.
I know, but there's no famous line in there.
Fair enough. I agree with everything that DP said, I enjoyed the wrestling in the pay-per-view. Some of these finishes kind of left me meh. I didn't really like how some of those played out, but the actual in-ring action, I was here for it. I agree again with Dan, I didn't like how they just threw Big E in a match at the last minute. I mean, this is the WWE champion, and you just going to throw him in a match in a random-ass segment on the pre-show? You just elevated this guy. Why don't you treat him like a big deal? They wouldn't have done that with Roman. They wouldn't have done that with Brock. Hell, they wouldn't have done that with Lashley. And you're trying to get this guy over as, you know, a top guy. That's not how you do it. But the match itself was phenomenal, you know, pun intended. We got AJ and AJ, so, you know, the pun intended. What else? The Usos and the Street Profits, as much as I've loved the New Day run, man, the Usos are the best tag team in wrestling in the last 15 years. I don't even think it's debatable at this point. You know, the only team that maybe comes close is the Briscoes, but they never did it in the big time. You know what I mean? I mean, New Day, obviously, but yeah. And I just love to watch these four men wrestle. You know, the Montez Ford is so goddamn athletic, and I just think they have good matches together. So I enjoyed that. Moving down, Becky and Bianca, yeah, I expected a little more. The ending was kind of a schmoz. it was great to see Sasha back, obviously, but I just feel like this whole feud has made Bianca look like a chump, and I don't like that. Between Bianca and Rhea Ripley on the other show, we had such high hopes coming out of WrestleMania because it seemed like these two women got their moment and they were about to excel up the card, and I feel like the booking for both has been meh at best, and that's being kind, you know what I mean? What else am I missing on this card? I'm gonna get to Alexa. Yeah, let's just do it. Alexa and Charlotte at the end when she was crying and throwing a fit, and she was supposed to be forward at the mouth, but I don't know what happened. I don't think she got the Alka-Seltzer in there fast enough or chewed it up fast enough, so she got half of it hanging out her Dread mouth, one. And then on the other half of her mouth, it's foam. That shit was funny, man. And the Columbus crowd giving the thank you. What's the doll's name? The Lily. Thank you, doll. Yeah, thank you, Lily. That was hilarious. Shout out to the crowd for that one. And Roman and Finn, I thought that was a really nice main event match. Again, the ending was kind of goofy, but they had to come out of there some way trying to keep the Fiend strong. I mean, not the Fiend. The same difference. They both got red lights. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
I was about to say, the 2 weeks in a row, confusing the Demon and the Fiend.
Yeah. But, yeah. But if you're going to do that ending, man, that maybe they're... We're recording this on a Friday afternoon. Perhaps they run it back on SmackDown. But the way that that ended, you kind of got it running back because he kind of got screwed. You know what I mean? But they were just, as soon as the match is over, it's like, hey, he's fighting Brock Lesnar at Jam of the Sand 6, all in the mix.
Back in the mix. For fuck's sake.
Overall, though, yeah, I didn't think it was a bad pay-per-view, man. I would probably give it a just... For in-ring action, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. Because, I mean, the thing is, man, the storylines, some of them, they're cringeworthy and you roll your eyes. But they have so many talented men and women back there that it's hard for them to put on a bad wrestling show if they're just going out to wrestle, you know? I give it a tepid 7 out of 10. Very tepid. Like, barely. It was like barely past, 6.9. Just, yeah, tepid.
Nah, I feel you on that one, and I'm in the same boat as everyone else, where it was kind of... The thing that meh me it over, where I'm like, I kind of don't want to write it, which I didn't, I'm not even going to lie off of that one, is we only had one Extreme Rules match in the Extreme Rules pay-per-view, and that really bugged me, where I'm just like, alright, it's Extreme Rules, there's a triple threat with Sheamus, Jeff, and Damian, alright, That was a pretty decent match. Okay, all the other matches, like we said before,
my bad, man, because I forgot about that. But decent, I thought that was a fantastic match. Number one, Sheamus plays rough, and Damian Priest.
I'm a Belaz. Come on, you know there wasn't any Asian people in it from New Japan, so it's a decent match.
A Puerto Rican ain't close enough.
Not the same shade.
Kind of though.
Racist.
No, now yeah, racist. Yeah, that was racist.
DWI like, number 293. Now who's racist?
I'm just saying, I enjoyed that match, man, because Sheamus plays rough, and Damian is just a big, tough, rugged motherfucker, and he just looks at him and says, "Bring it on, motherfucker. Let's go out here and get it." And yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, it was a good match. It was just after Alexa forgetting how to foam and crying over the doll, and apparently she has time off now.
Surgery. She had some kind of surgery.
Really. Okay. Which is fair, but...
There's a joke in there about her not being able to dissolve that antacid tablet and, moisture in her mouth and not being able... But we've already been racist, man. No need to be sexist.
Yeah, we've already been racist. Let's not
need to be sexist. Yeah.
We'll play BYOP on that one. Bring your own punchline. Go ahead. Carry on, AJ.
There we go. But... I mean, the match is...
bad for a fiancé.
Do you?
Jesus Christ.
I think that motherfucker's trying that Canadian Destroyer where you end up licking the kitty you were talking about.
Hey!
But no, the matches were good, but again, the thing that just soured me was Extreme Rules pay-per-view, where the co-main event ended in a no disqualification or a double count-out because Sasha came back. Okay, that kind of defeats the purpose of Extreme Rules. It's supposed to be no disqualification. Things are supposed to be crazy, wacky, and everything. Yeah. And then the rope breaking. I guess it's the only way we can destroy the Fiend. Is that it? John Cena heel turn? Mm-hmm. Or Ant-Man decided, you know, this wasn't his time to win it back. Just cut the rope that way. I don't know. Like, that just kind of soured me on the pay-per-view, too. Chris, you said you were at a tepid 7. I'm at, like, a lukewarm 6. Because it was a good pay-per-view. It's just, if you put it as to any other, like, not the big 4 ones, but, like, the secondary ones. Like, if you had that for Money in the Bank and had your 2 Money in the Bank ladder matches, sure. Everything else,
Well, it's kind of funny because we're probably not going to see great wrestling pay-per-views until Royal Rumble. Think about it. I mean, you're going over to Saudi. You're going to have an interesting Saudi card. You got Survivor Series, which is going to come after the draft, which is really fucking stupid. We'll get into that in a minute. Then you got TLC. I wonder if you're going to get TLC matches or, you know, is it going to be like Extreme Rules? And then finally, you'll get to Royal Rumble where, in my opinion, there's been a top 5 match of the year every year at Royal Rumble for like the last 5 or 6 years. So at least we're on the road to Royal Rumble. What we get from it there, I don't really know. I guess to move into the draft here and move away from Extreme Rules, how high are you guys on Damian Priest? Because I think he's got next WWE champion written all over him. I think he is the next guy that's going to get over big time. Is there anybody in you guys' mind, either a tag team or a men's or women's competitor, you kind of feel the same way I do about Damian Priest?
Well, you know, before Damian gets there, you know, Almost is going to get a run with that belt on the Great Khali side of the game. You know that.
I bet you Priest gets it before Omos.
No, I love Priest, man. I'm not arguing with you on that, man. I absolutely love him. Number one, he looks and sounds and talks like a grown-ass man. We're supposed to be professional ass-kickers in this industry, and he comes across like a professional ass-kicker. So I think they are high on him. And frankly, shit, the last, 18 months? He's been the best booked guy or woman coming out of NXT when they go up to the main roster. You know what I mean? Who's been better booked than him in the last 18 months? And I mean, it's the bar is set very low. It's kind of like in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king, but they see money in him. So yeah. But they got to shit or get off the pot because he's not a spring chicken. I think he's about mid-30s now. So
something like that.
Well, that could also speak to his advancement in such a quick time is the maturity level. AJ, go ahead.
My bad, man. I'll just say they'll do him like a Keith Bearcat Lee. They'll change his name to fucking Damian Pedro Morales. You know what I mean?
Well, it isn't that thing, though. Like,
we're really dipping into the racism there, aren't we?
Hey, man, that's the E being racist, not B.
Right. Not only has he maintained his persona, but he's kind of grown with it and his entrance, too. AJ, you got a comment on Priest or anybody you're taking a liking to in a similar fashion?
I mean, I definitely like. I've liked Priest back when he was Punishment Martinez in ROH. Like that's how much high hopes I had of him. Where he's like, he's really damn good. Give him the spotlight, and he'll show how damn good he is. Other than Priest, obviously we have our favorite name in the whole wide world in the past couple of weeks, Bron Breakker.
He's gonna be a star, though. He's just green as goose shit right now. But yeah,
he's definitely gonna see him as the NXT champion before the year's over, at least, or at least sniffing at that title.
Are they just gonna recycle some music for him?
Breaker!
Jesus Christ!
How funny is it though that they
go to politics again?
How funny though is it that they make these Steiner references on NXT, but don't mention that he's a goddamn Steiner? Have y'all noticed that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he call?
It's hard not to.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
The other color commentator that wasn't a wrestler.
Vic Joseph
on NXT. Is it Vic Joseph?
Simon, God of Heritage. I don't know.
Anyway, he even called him a dog-faced gremlin, and I'm like, yeah. It's right there. Come on, just Steinerize him.
Looks like Rick talks like Scott.
Oh God.
And no, I'm just saying. Oh come on, man, that Steiner math promo. That's iconic. Come on now. Let's not go back there. Didn't we go down this path last week. Don't bring me back.
We did last week. We did Steiner math like five times last week. Let's not.
I'm just saying, man, because if you don't cut me off, man, there's like a 33% chance I'm going to go into it. Right. But that's only a 26% chance, but it's 50% of that. But it, okay, we done.
Delete!
70% of the time, every time.
Delete!
Hated it.
DP, any thoughts here on this topic?
Bro.
Where's Riddle, man?
Riddle.
I think Riddle's right up there, too. You know, I mean, in a sense, getting extra groomed by Randy Orton, being next to him in the tag team division, you know, right now. When they do that that split and everything, I think he's, you know, he could be one that wins the Royal Rumble coming up here and goes to WrestleMania. I mean, he's right at that point too, I think, at least character-wise and where they have him on the card, you know, sitting right next to Randy Orton. I mean, that's, unless they wait and do the split with Orton and Riddle at WrestleMania, but I think he's, I thought he would be a Money in the Bank winner this year. I think he's right there too.
So Dan, is that your early men's Royal Rumble prediction, since I already did my early women's Royal Rumble prediction last week?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Take it.
Some October Royal Rumble prediction.
Big fucking deal. I already gave you the main event to WrestleMania 40, so kiss my ass. Huh? How about that? Gage Goldberg and Dominic Mysterio. No. Here's a spoon. Oh. You'll figure it out. We're going to take a break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the WWE draft. This is episode 293. Yep, it was up my ass, DP. You got it right. Of the DWI podcast right here on the Chairshot Radio Network. DWI 293, Shitty Spoon.
Drain the DWS.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
I'll give Chris the day off. Everybody should head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick themselves up a Chairshot t-shirt. Plenty of great designs. Get it in soft style. Do your epidermis a favor. Make yourself look aesthetically pleasing. And guess what? Makes a great gift as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Head on over and spend some cash. Don't be a cheap ass. Yeah? Like that one?
Thank you, sir. No, I'm being dead ass. I swear to God, the only reason some of these melon farmers invite me on the podcast is for that reason. So thank you.
Oh, what, just the bumper alone?
Yeah. Like, oh, you're doing so well. It's, you know, like I'm practicing nuclear fission or some shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. It's a goddamn drop. What the fuck?
So before we start talking about the WWE draft, I think they're missing the boat in one major component, right? Why don't they have their own? Wait for it. Oh, that was just for me. Why don't they have their own Adam Schefter or Mel Kiper Jr., right? Why don't they have someone that comes in and analyze these things? Like, this guy's been drafted to an opposite brand and been on fire and won his next seven matches twice over the last seven drafts. And this brand is really underperformed there. And, you know, I kind of loved what they did a few years ago when they were coming to Fox and they had all the cross branding things with the football and everybody else. And they did the draft war room member and stuff like that. Why don't they have their own expert leading up to this? It just seems like all of a sudden it's like, ooh, here's the draft. And then now You're changing all the chemistry of what's going on, and then you're going to do Survivor Series with brand new storylines where people aren't invested really. Instead of finishing storylines like at Survivor Series and then doing a draft or something like that, it just doesn't make sense to me a lot of the things they're doing. So, around the horn, what are you guys' biggest complaints and things that you would fix in the WWE draft before we talk about possible talent that's going to move back and forth? Whoever feels comfortably ready, fire at will. And it looks like that's the scientist himself, because he always has a few critiques that improve things along the way.
Well, it's because I do a lot of analysis myself. So, you know, maybe I'm the guy that WWE needs to bring in and do these analyses.
What do you have an anal cyst? What?
I'll nominate my an anal cyst.
Oh, you do anal? You remove them?
Nope. Hang on. Nope. Careful what you say there. I'm a scientist, not a, you know.
Am I putting the
not a
I'm
gymnast?
That's funny. I'm putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable. No, you do a lot of analysis. Okay, I'll shut up now.
I agree with you on the whole Survivor Series thing. I think we've talked about that for the past couple of weeks, where it makes no sense to do this before, to do a draft before Survivor Series. If Survivor Series is going to be the Raw versus SmackDown, you know, matchups, like if you're going to do a brand pay-per-view where they wrestle against each other, you should do it, not have the draft 2 weeks before, or whatever it says, month before, because it, then there's no point. There's no rights. Like, you know, there was a pay-per-view called Bragging Rights that they used to do this at. There's no reason to get excited for having these matches. Like, what's the point? Like, if they're trying to do brand supremacy, then, you know, there's no reason to do a draft right before that. And I know we talked about this as a possibility. Make Survivor Series worth something. Do the draft right after Survivor Series. Make the matches worth draft picks. Yep. You know,
boom.
You go
ring the bell.
Title match, you know, whatever you want to do. If you want to do the two title holders, you know, they wrestle for the number one draft pick, you know, for men's, number one draft pick for women, you know, that way, or just whatever, you know, or do the elimination matches and they're worth X amount of draft picks and stuff like that. Then, you know, then it's actually worth something. Then it feels like it's, at least feels like it's worth something, because who gives a rat's ass, you know, who wins between Raw or SmackDown when, you know, that person was just on Raw 2 weeks ago, or in a year they're going to be on SmackDown anyway. Like, it just feels like there's no point to it.
So, in my opinion, the draft should come from NXT, and it should be less of picks, right? And that's where that importance would come from, is you're pulling new talent into Raw and SmackDown, not trading talent within Raw and SmackDown. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, you do this twice. The other half, 6 months later or 6 months before, isn't a draft. It's a transfer window, because that makes way more fucking sense than a draft where you're just drafting people from each side. A transfer window is we're like Raw can protect this many people, SmackDown can protect this many people, right? Like, oh my God, they didn't protect Roman Reigns on SmackDown or something, you know? And then you can see the transfers, who you can pick and everything else like that. So I don't know. That's just another thing that popped into my head.
Or yeah, if not that, like, do it like, you know, contracts, you know, quote unquote, you know, hey, I, you know, SmackDown has this guy for 2 years or whatever, and now the contract's coming up. Is he going to stay? Is he going to move to Raw? What's he going to do?
Ooh. Or do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel, right, AJ?
Just to shoot him?
Ain't nothing but mammals.
We're not.
Yeah. Wow. You jumping the gun there too, Dan, by the way. We're going to get to shooting later on in the program.
I was there.
Yeah, I almost had to. I let that lie, but way to address it. AJ, go ahead. Fire away here on your critiques of the WWE draft.
I don't like it either, because a draft means you're pulling people up from, you know, the quote-unquote little leagues, or if we like to call it NXT.
Well, into the bigs, right? You don't have to diminish the lower level. Yeah.
Where that's always been a problem of mine, but the fact of the matter, they also don't do anything exciting, really, when it comes to the drafts anymore. Where, who remembers when, oh yeah, JBL was in like a giant freaking clusterfuck match to become the SmackDown champion, and he finally won, but it was, oh wait, hold on, we got Batista, so you're just the number one contender now. Like, if you actually switch up the champions, or something random like that happens, When was the last time we saw the Intercontinental Championship on Raw? The Intercontinental Championship.
Grazie.
De nada. Anyway.
No, you say prego. I said grazie. I didn't say gracias. I said grazie. You say prego. I said pete y se danka.
Anyway.
Yeah, I deserve that anyway. Go ahead.
You did.
Did you say something about Tatanka?
Tutti frutti. Yeah,
what?
Not helping our reputation here.
DWI 293, we're all racist.
I was about to say, we're not helping our reputation here. What ethnicity have we not offended yet?
Because
I'll get to it. You know, just let me know. Give me a list. Shoot me a list, okay?
God, I really don't know.
Do you want to roll out your you want to roll out your 2024 platform about midgets and pirates?
Number one, it's not midgets. I have all love for little people and pirates, but them goddamn dwarfs, you fucking dwarfs, yeah, stay out my way when I'm walking by, because I ain't going to see you no way. So just stay the fuck out my way. I will crush you. I will destroy you. I will destroy you like ants on an anthill.
Stay away from bridges.
So anyway, draft.
Those are trolls, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad at me because you can't brush your hair.
Charlie, you know what I mean? Charlie, sorry about your hand. What?
God. Anyway, calling it draft, set I don't like
the,
it either.
Set them on the court curb and their feet still swing.
That's why. Stop making me laugh. You're a jerk.
That one was good.
I had to keep going until I got a good one, man. But go ahead, AJ. I apologize.
No, you're good. That one actually got me. Anyway, yeah, hate that it's called draft. I like the idea of battle for the number one draft pick. But again, like if everyone's now talking like, oh, AEW's winning ratings and everything. Okay, let's shoot some of these ratings up. Trade the champions. Trade like a bunch of things. The Intercontinental in the United States. The WWE in the Universal, because I know you still got that red one on hand somewhere. You know.
I mean, Roman ain't going to Raw, so.
Well, I'm just saying, like, something like that. I'm just saying.
They'll make Big E an official draft pick of Raw. Watch.
Yeah.
Number one. He'll be number one.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with everything that you all are saying about the draft, but before I get to my analysis, I do have to say, man, they suck me in every year. Because every year they do where one of the brands infiltrates the other brand and it's this big-ass brawl. It takes me back to the Attitude Era. Back when, you know, because the WWE shows now, man, are so manicured and so paint by the numbers. The thing that made the Attitude Era so special is because you never knew from segment to segment what was going to happen. And I feel like when they do those invasions leading into the Survivor Series, it kind of takes me back to that. Plus, the Survivor Series started as a gimmick pay-per-view. You know, it really doesn't matter right now. It was a cool novelty back in the day to see all these different wrestlers on different teams and stuff like that. The novelty's kind of worn off of that because we see that every week on SmackDown or Raw or NXT or whatever the fuck. It brings the Survivor Series, at least to me, back to its roots as a gimmick pay-per-view. And every year I look forward to it, the Raw versus SmackDown. I know it doesn't have a lot of gravitas, but I look forward to that. Number one, the draft needs to be the day after WrestleMania, okay? If WrestleMania is your Super Bowl, then the culmination of the year and the next season starts that Monday night after WrestleMania, well, that's when you need to have your draft, first and foremost. You know, yeah.
I'll say this. I'll say the second Raw after WrestleMania, because there's no reason to waste the draft on the Monday, on the Raw after Mania. That's gonna be huge no matter. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with your timing. Just like I think if you do that, the transfer window then should be after SummerSlam. And then you have even more time to get in. You have the extra months that they're not giving it right now to get to Survivor Series.
No, that's well played. I get that.
Your 30-day right after WrestleMania, all the way up to WrestleMania Backlash.
And then you can kind of...
Well, Mania Backlash, no.
No, I'll wait for Teddy because we're probably going to get to where I was going to go to next anyway. So I'll wait for him.
Oh, I got nothing. Go ahead.
No. I'm sure you're about to ask us a question along the lines of, gentlemen, who do you see that's going to switch brands or something like that, right?
See, that's okay. But if I did a Chris Platt impersonation, that's...
I would love to hear you do a Chris Platt impersonation. Let's see what you got.
I can
let
do
see
one.
What you got.
Here we go. Ready?
Let me see. With it. Attitude. Oh, wait, here I go. I got bitch. It.
Okay.
That people don't see do my it. I move my lips yeah, while I that, did it. So.
That was for y'all.
Why now, TG? Me.
Mama made me mash my M&Ms.
Take that, rewind it back.
AJ, again, you want to do one? No, Pete doesn't. He's not in.
Nah, good.
He doesn't know the bits yet. He doesn't know the bits, man. He's still getting his ears. He's still wet behind the ears. He don't get the bits yet.
You know, we own AJ.
That wasn't even good.
I was about to say, that wasn't even like an attack or anything. I was just...
You get no bonus points in trivia today, Platt. I can feel that coming. Anyway. Yes.
You know how much I would love to have a 25-year-old penis again? Shit, I'm on Nugenix. I got that Nick Aldis shit. Like, I'm man, come on, man. We
25-year-old penis.
I am performance enhanced, baby.
Platt, alcohol doesn't taste good coming back out the nose.
You need a toe? I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock.
There we go. 293. Wish I had a 25-year-old penis again.
Yeah. Yep. Something like that. Okay, cool. Well. So I don't know how to follow that except with.
I was astounding.
Now memory lane here, man. It's like.
To the draft this year. Woohoo! Yeah, you asked for it.
This is best Professor Frank.
Yoda.
Alcohol doesn't feel good going out through the nose, AJ.
No, it doesn't. It burns like a motherfucker.
It does burn like a motherfucker.
I fell into the whiskey nose of fire, went down my throat and up my nose fire, and it burns. The whiskey nose fire. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, yes. WWE draft, I don't really care. I don't even know who I want to get paired up with each other right now. I mean, it's basically the question is, who would you like to see move from one brand to the other to match up with someone that's, I mean, let's put it this way. Big E is the draft pick, the big draft pick that's officially to Raw, which is boring. Becky's not going anywhere because Charlotte basically just moved, right? I think you're going to see the swap of the U.S. and Intercontinental Championships because I don't see them moving the Usos.
Why would you?
Nope.
I mean, unless you really want to, like, try to, quote-unquote, weaken the bloodline.
I mean, McIntyre is clearly going to SmackDown, and L.A. Knight down in NXT is going somewhere as well. The reason I say those two names is because they've been jobbing them out recently, so they're both on the move. I wouldn't be surprised if Lashley ended up on SmackDown as well. Kevin Owens is probably going to go to Raw because he needs a fresh paint of coat. Other than that, I wouldn't mind seeing Sasha back on Raw because I miss seeing Sasha and Charlotte wrestle each other, so that would be cool. Obviously Big E. Am I missing somebody? You don't care, Tony. I'm talking to Mr. DPP and AJ.
Yeah. Are you going to do the same move with Big E getting away from New Day? Or
no, you might as well keep them together at this point. Why not?
Because I don't think Lashley will go because they just brought the Hurt Business back. I know why they brought the Hurt Business back, because of the Jam of the Sand 6 back in the mix.
Yeah, but if you... But if you take the whole, well, yeah, that's true. Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, so that's probably no, because Lashley's going to be fighting Oldberg. So I was going to say maybe that's a match for there, but who? Lashley is preoccupied.
Oldberg. Yeah, but you can still have Wait, who?
New Day versus Hurt Business. Yeah, I get it. Go ahead, Sonny. Get it out the way.
Wait. But,
just
no.
Let him get it out the way. Just let him
over.
Next. It's really my wrestling, you know, homage to Beetlejuice this month. So, and make sure that you watch Beetlejuice for Halloween. Make sure you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for Thanksgiving. And make sure you watch Home Alone for Christmas. You've been tunnied.
Yes.
Solid lineup. I'd add some more, but that's a solid lineup.
Do not disagree. You
could also watch The Nightmare Before Christmas on Halloween and Christmas.
Oh, do you know what animated? Do you know what lumberjack ghosts scream when a tree falls?
Oh. Timbu?
Tim Burton.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
What did the why couldn't save the hippie?
Go on.
He was too far out, man.
Speaking of hippies.
Can I get another rim job? I mean, shot?
But, no, not after that.
No.
Thank you. How do you throw a space party?
Send out flyers?
Just see.
You plan it.
Yeah.
God.
Do you know why
this is over, right?
Do you know why I wear two pair of pants when I go golfing?
In case
I get a whole one.
Yeah. This has been the joking hour with.
God, tell me you have a commercial.
Where's the
DC Teddy, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah,
we can go to a commercial. I think we're done with the draft, right?
Do we even start?
Yeah, PC Teddy.
PC Teddy. This has been. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Platt. Do it.
Don't forget to try your waitress and tip your veal.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Last week we had a Mountain Dew can crack, but Tunny, nothing can beat the original beer crack. That's right, phenomenal funky facts. This time with more total BS due to the fact that Tunny's back.
That's total BS! Put your pants back on, Chris, you son of a bitch.
Say, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Black just leaves the room, comes back,
it's actually in his contract. He can do that.
Ah, I didn't need to see that.
He was showing off his crack.
Call the sided bonus, kid. Get your weight up.
Chris, the appropriate response there was, well, you didn't see all of it, so don't worry.
I'm that too.
Got a little warm, man.
All right.
DWI, not for TV.
With this episode, with the racism and the sexism
you know why we're not a video podcast, folks? Oof.
Yeah.
Relax, man. I'm getting my Angel Garza on. I merely took off my jeans and I have pajama pants on, ladies and gentlemen. They putting extras on the shit, okay?
I mean, we can confirm that because we watched you do it.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Thank you, Eddie. Al Pacino from Sin of a Woman.
Hoo-ah!
Jeez. All right, Tony, since you weren't here last week, I'll be nice.
One, door number one. Door number one, Blink. Blink Fartendale, I would like. Door number one. Fartendale. He said Fartendale.
Rich Little called, by the way, Tony. He wants his jokes back, okay?
You know what? Steve Allen stole from me so they can all kiss my ass.
Fair enough. Yeah, right.
Rich Little? Does anybody here besides me remember Rich Little?
Yes, we remember Rich Little.
I didn't know. I know Baby Balls here didn't remember Rich Little. I was wondering if y'all did. You're from Wisconsin, of course.
I totally remember. I remember. Yeah.
he think the dude that sung Tutti Frutti, right?
That's what I was gonna make that joke. I was about to just okay. No. That was no. Heard it through the grapevine. That was.
Hey.
Bet you how I knew. Ah.
Anyway, all right. You said door number one, Tony, right?
These should have been the words that he actually used, because it's what he really wanted to say to you. Oh, no, go ahead. What up with that? Go ahead.
All right. Who has the most combined days as Ring of Honor world champion?
Great question.
Oh, Jesus.
And the answer may or may not surprise you.
Probably doesn't.
No shit!
Can I ask another question?
So you're telling me it's either going to surprise me or it's not going to surprise me.
Are they?
I'm not banging on AJ here. I just hate that fucking phrase.
Goddamn, can I get my question out? Are they either in WWE or AEW right now?
No hints right now.
They are not.
No, that's bullshit. That's total BS!
Right.
Hold on, I didn't write it down because I was... There we go. Oh, okay, I got it.
I got it.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, I got it.
Sonny says Briscoe. Dan says Jay Lethal. Platt says Jay Lethal because it is Jay Lethal.
That's bullshit. Oh, fuck this game.
That was the other ding.
He's ahead of Samoa Joe by like a couple of days, actually, like a handful of days.
Damn, I mean, he's the only one that hasn't made the big time yet, so it had to be him. Who else would it have been?
Oh.
Briscoe.
He had the title for like 2.5 minutes, man. My microwave
His first reign was for a cup of coffee. The second one was he had to install the cappuccino machine.
Yeah, the second reign was really long.
The second reign was like 200. It was 200 days, but Jay Lethal held it for fucking 400.
All right, I'm wrong. We get it. Crikey. All
right. Dan, good deuce.
Hey, everybody, check this out. I'm going to sneak up on that alligator over there, and I'm going to take my thumb, and I'm going to stick it right up his butt.
Did y'all see that shit social media where the dude was battling the alligator with his trash can and eventually got the alligator in his trash can?
He was so calm about it, too. He just, like, dropped the case and everything. He was like, cover. And it was like, oh, no. The alligator gets freaked out, and he just picks it up like, yeah, it's in the trash can now.
The more impressive one was a couple of months ago that they played on ESPN where the housekeeper came out and chewed away the bear that was attacking the dogs. Did you see that one?
Yeah, the bear fell off the fence.
Yes. That was no garbage can and a bear versus a garbage can and an alligator. I don't know. That sounds like, a little sidetrack. Would you rather run out on your patio and fight a bear to save your dogs with only hand-to-hand combat, or would you rather wrangle an alligator with a garbage can around the horn?
Is that really a question? Of course you picking a gator. I ain't catching no fair one with no bear. What's wrong with you?
Is it Yogi?
Hey, Yogi.
Right?
I'll take the bear.
I don't know. What about the ranger?
But Yogi.
Ooh. I'll take the bear.
I'm going to take the bear as well.
What is wrong with y'all? Are you serious? It's a bear!
Platt!
Okay, we'll get to that later on. That's fair. But what if you miss? Then he's like, okay, it's my turn.
All you gotta do is scare it away. You don't have to get close. He'll get scared and run, man.
I know you want to talk about the fucking people's elbow, AJ. I know what you meant.
That's how deep it goes.
Oh, God. All right, Dan. Oh. Dan, a good deuce.
Yes, please.
After that, a good deuce.
Wow.
Sweating down here.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
How long is Jacob Fatu's reign as MLW world champion?
Oh, that's a bullshit question.
Well, you just got to pick a number of days, whoever's closest.
Exactly. That's a bullshit question. Is there a part two?
There's not a part two.
How long has he been champion, though?
Days. He's been champion for a while, man.
I tried. Maybe we're talking years.
Why I'm saying this, because Flat already said it. We're recording on Friday, and Saturday's champion versus champion at MLB.
Yeah, him and Hammerstone. That should be a pretty good match, too. I like both those guys.
We already know who I'm voting for.
Of course, Hammerstone, because you're racist.
Whoa!
We end out, we start, baby.
All right,
I have no idea. I know it's been a couple years.
Dan says 365. Platt has it says been a couple? 273.
I thought it's been a couple years.
Ooh.
Tony says 800. Okay, now you put a question mark down there. Are you confident in that 800?
No, it's my answer. It's my answer.
Yes, motherfucker. That means you win.
But if I rung in, I wouldn't have said 800. I would have said 800?
Mm-hmm.
What is
so you going with 800, Tony?
I guess I'll
it's
be
like
12. Way off.
It's 12 days.
No.
It was Tony two weeks ago Wednesday.
Yeah, no, Tony got it. It's 818.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Suck on that, motherfucker. I knew it was over 2 years.
All right. And then the next one, the last question, is also another MLW question.
Well, is it tied now? We're all 1-1-1.
Everyone's 1-1-1.
Let's do it.
Who was the first MLW middleweight champion?
Oh, fuck me. I knew this, and I can't remember who the fuck that motherfucker was. Shit. Middleweight.
You know, they're basically cruiserweight division.
I know, motherfucker. I'm thinking.
I'm telling them, not you. I know you know. A random tiebreaker question that I thought of about MLW again, but I will say this as a hint. They are not in MLW anymore. They are in one of the big leagues.
God damn it.
Fuck, I got it wrong.
I think I got it right. I think I pretty much got it.
Platt says ACH. Tunney says Leo Rush, even though Leo Rush just lost the title.
Fuck, I didn't know it was that new.
Dan, anyone? Big leagues? Anybody? Anybody at all?
TJ Perkins.
Adam Cole? MJF?
I was going to say Myron Reed initially, but...
Myron Reed's the current MLW middleweight champion.
All right, cool.
Wait, what was that, Tony? What was the feud that you said?
MJF?
Yeah, our favorite person on Chairshot.com, MJF, yeah.
Fuck!
That's what it
is. I should have knew that.
Do I win?
No, you don't want. You wrote some other shit down. And then said that after the fact.
Right.
It's a three-way tie. Welcome back.
No, that's you got a tiebreaker here or what?
What, you're not happy with sharing a win?
No, not with those two melon farmers.
You know it's going to be another MLW question. You have no clue, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to have a chance. You're going to have no chance in hell, pal.
But what? Fine. Fine, you know what? You guys didn't know this because obviously you haven't been paying attention. But fine, we'll leave it like this because when we don't win, fucking AJ just won today.
Okay, fine. Let's do it.
You asked for it. You got it. Toyota.
That's the old man reference.
The the best usage of that phrase from Toyota was in Forget Paris, the referee
That's
movie.
That's what I'm Billy. Talking about. The old when he was driving around. Yeah. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
He said the name of every business along the way, and then they get to Toyota, and he goes, "You ask for it. You got it. Toyota."
For the rest of the day.
He did it for the whole day. That's it.
Underrated movie, folks. If you've never seen Forget Paris, it is just an excellent, excellent movie with some really good actors. So, anyway, DP, we only got one thing left, brother.
Except for Charles Barkley. He was terrible in that movie.
My last call for alcohol. What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Arnie's got a gun.
AEW's come undone. MJF and Cody on the run. Sting thinks he's finally having fun. All right, gentlemen, what's the funniest thing you've seen meme-wise or on social media since the Arn flash in his piece? Because for me, someone put up a brand new Arn Anderson finish on Fire Pro Wrestling, and it's just Arn Anderson knocking the guy down, jumping in the air, and pulling two guns out and shooting the shit out of the motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to download that one. I'm going to download that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
No, I miss most of the Arn memes and shit like that, man. I've been very active on social media the past few days. I actually got a chance to watch this live, and I popped like a goddamn priest going to an elementary school. Like, that shit was funny as hell. And when Arn said he's going to pull the gun out or pull the Glock out and spread their brains all over what he said, you know what I said?
Brian Pillman. Do it. Let's see it. Finally, some white on white violence.
What
did you say?
Maybe you can shut your dick holster.
That one?
Oh, y'all can't hear that.
No.
Y'all couldn't hear that?
No.
No, we missed it.
It's the sounds of silence.
No. My bad shit. I thought I'd be able to hear that. Nah, I played the clip from Half Bake when Scarface comes and he's like, "Yo, guy, did you see what happened to my dog Killer?" And the guy says no, and he's like, "Yeah, I believe him, yo. I don't know why, but I do." I was trying to play that on YouTube. It didn't come across well on air, so I'm just gonna let other people talk now.
Drop-in money, that broadcast school is really paying off.
Dynamite drop-in money, that broadcast school is really paid off.
And shout out to Euchre for his anniversary weekend, too. I got me one of the bobbleheads there.
So, hey! Yeah, WWE Euchre bobblehead. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all really can't hear this.
No, you probably have to. So in Skype, you have to go in and have your settings set for the audio that's coming. Not from your microphone, but from your computer.
That's not going to work either.
That's not going to really work either.
All right, I'm done here. Yeah. Shout out to Arn. Other people talk.
The other one, the one I saw was the NRA backwards is Arn.
Oh, NRA backwards is Arn, yes.
That was a good one.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, there it is.
Another one that I saw that I didn't know what happened, in all honesty, but now that everyone's saying them, one of them was, what was it? It was Arn Anderson forgot what a shoot promo was.
for the life of me, I can remember everything about wrestling, but I don't know what they mean about that. I guess I'll just bring a gun.
Because I did see NRA backwards is Arn, and it was a picture of Arn with a Glock in his hand.
Yep.
Oh my god. That or make sure that Arn Anderson is a downloadable skin on GTA 5.
Oh boy,
should be.
So, in all seriousness, what is your guys' opinion on like that actually happening in the world of professional wrestling? Like Vince blowing
Arn pulling a gun on someone?
No. I mean, how do you feel about that? Is there a place for that in wrestling? Is it necessary? Is it unnecessary? Kind of like Vince blows himself up in the limo, the Brian Pillman thing. You know, is it too far? You don't care? Are people overreacting? I mean, where do you fall on the spectrum of where that play that kind of thing place in wrestling?
You know, AJ, I think you're a little too young, man. And Dan and PC, I don't know how much Jim Crockett y'all got up in Wisconsin. But this what Arn, this what he do. Like, I remember watching promos and vignettes and shit like that back in the day when the Horseman was in the car when they were beefing with Dusty Rhodes. Rick wasn't there. They was going out there to do his work because they always down the ride. It was Arn, Ole, and I think Tully was in there at the time. They had a camcorder in the car. They were tailing Dusty Rhodes the whole time. And as soon as Dusty pulls into the parking lot, they hop out and beat that melon farmer's ass with a 2x4. Like, Arn ain't new to this. Arn is true to this. He's always done this. Arn always been a rider. So I'm here for it. I mean, you don't want to go overboard with it, but look at the reaction and the reception that this has got between him and Goldberg threatening to lynch Bobby Lashley twice on Raw. Like, every not Lynch, I'm being silly, you know, playing into the gimmick for today. But he literally said, I'm going to kill him. He said that he's going to kill Bobby Lashley at least three times between the pay-per-view and Raw.
So, first show of October, racist week. Check.
Was it like Shark Week? But
Yeah.
Hey, guys, so how about this for like, you know, just like a broadcasting direction? We'll end summer with Shark Week. We'll start fall with Racist Week. We can move on to end fall with Cooking Week.
Wait, what? Can you go back one? Hang on a second. Can you go back?
You start with Shark Week.
Shark Week.
Okay.
Finish fall with Cooking Week.
There was something in between there. I swear I heard something else.
We start fall with Racist Week, yes, and then we finish fall with Cooking Week.
Yeah. Wait, I'm gonna have to cut you off right there.
But I think we found that in our studies when we bring people in and do that type of thing, those research thing groups, that when you transfer from sharks to racism to cooking, it works best. The food tastes the best if you go from sharks, then you're racist, and then you eat. It's just a proven factor because you can't swim after you eat, so that's why we put the racism in the middle.
I get it, and black people can't swim. I get that. That makes sense.
Okay. Evolution?
Okay.
somebody place a motorhead. Evolution is a racist thing. It leads to cooking in the best way.
Oh, God.
But don't eat a shark because they don't have bladders. That's a true thing, though. Don't eat shark meat because they don't have a bladder system.
Well, neither do shrimps. That's why you got to take the poop sack out.
That's a digestive thing.
Well, it's also because shrimps are basically the cockroaches of the sea.
Well, not basically, sir. I mean, red crawfish literally look like roaches, so there's that.
I never thought I'd ever see someone be racist against an aquatic creature. You're reaching whole new levels today.
See, because we're still in that like kind of warm weather, but it's fall, so I had to mix Shark Week with Racist Week.
Hey, man, AJ's bigotry knows no ends, okay? Now he got to say fuck crustaceans, you know what I mean?
Under the sea.
So that's where the whole starfish, that's where the whole starfish thing came from then, hey? Checked out. He disapproves. He was in for most of it. Now he's disgusted.
I got some notes here. I got to write some notes.
DWI 293.
I got some racist stuff.
No. DWI 293. There won't be a 294.
We've been canceled.
Seven short.
Damn, we tried.
Story of my life.
The crustacean, this crustacean community is clearly going to come after us after this.
Well, I mean, you know.
Just randomly church, the next day, I have like a crab like clawing at my leg.
We're going to get a lot of messages from the Church of Aquaticism.
Yeah, they're going to really have our heads below sea level on this one.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting calls on my cell phone.
Wait a second. Hold on. Breaking news. I think I just got a message from Aquaman.
We all go live to Christopher Platt under the water. That was probably horrible.
You know it always takes like. Yes, Tony, I'm here with Arthur Curry himself, Mr. Aquaman, and he's got some things to say regarding the latest episode of DWI. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Hey.
Back to you, Tony.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Right in his fish hole. I got nothing else.
Bingo,
today.
White in a blowhole.
They don't call me the deep for nothing, you know?
Hey.
Oh, God, no. Let's not bring that deep into it.
So you're tuning into Bandwagon Nerds coming up on their 100th episode right there on Chairshot Radio Network. Gentlemen, super fun time today. Great, great fucking time all the way across the board. Last thoughts around the horn. I can go first, give you guys a little bit of time. I'm looking forward to jamming the sand, to be honest with you, because I'm hoping it's on a Thursday afternoon again, so I come home from work and watch it right after work instead of trying to stay up all day Sunday after football. Gentlemen, go ahead, round the horn. Whoever's ready, last thoughts today.
You know, I'm always, you know, as much as the draft is in a shitty spot, like Christopher said earlier, that...
Did you call him Christopher?
I was just trying to let that go.
He did.
Christopher said earlier, it still always gets me. Still always gets me. I'm still always excited to watch it because I like to see who's moving where.
I thought you meant Christopher gets you every time. I got to stop. I've been threatened already at not using that. So please don't call him that.
That's it for me.
You know, it's a fun time to be a wrestling fan right now. There's a lot we can't complain about, but there's a lot of good, and I tend to focus on the good. And shout out to AEW. It's a company I've been very critical of, but I mean, shit, I'm critical of all of them. But they seem to be starting to gain a little bit of momentum here. They're signing some interesting talent. You know, we've heard rumblings that Kevin Owens' contract is up in January, and I think Sammy is shortly after that. It almost feels like AEW is about to become 2000s Ring of Honor. And you know, for a certain segment of the wrestling fan, like that's like their WCW in 96 for me, or for Tunney, like his WWE 2002. Like one of the strongest rosters that's ever been assembled in wrestling. So, you know, happy days are here again.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're looking forward to wrestling and everything like that, after all, I mean, this is going to come out on Saturday, MLW Fightland. It's also going to be on Vice the week after that is recorded. So I'm definitely excited for that.
This indestructible night.
Sorry.
Thanks, Greg.
All over the place today.
And that was the Big Boss Man actually showing up for like a second.
What happened?
What? Qua?
I'm not sure what you're talking
Big
about.
Big Boss Man as in the boss.
Ray Trailer.
Chair shot.
Definitely Ray Trailer. That's what I'm talking about.
The old Milwaukee Bucks.
Tractor Trailer?
Dead.
If you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia,
you better read the signs, respect the law
and order for some hard times. You'll be serving hard times. You know the big boss man to make you want to lie. You better watch out, although you'll be serving hard times. He carries a big dick. A ball and chain too. He's looking for trouble.
I don't.
And he's coming after you.
I don't think those are the lyrics. Wait a minute.
You only heard that lyric on the pay-per-views.
Yeah, we really didn't hear it on Raw's War.
I didn't know he was in ECW. All right, your time is over. Who's next?
That was everybody. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, great. Then we can get the fuck out of here. But AJ, let's go in order of age so Chris gets to go last.
All right, go ahead, AJ. Right. You can follow me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. You can find me doing articles and everything on thechairshot.com. If it says AJ on it, you know exactly who's doing it. And reason why I've been referencing MLW so much is because you're going to have the Belay brothers going to fight land. You want to see us? We'll have our chair shot shirts. I might wear my Alexander Hammerstone shirt. I'm not going to lie. I might wear Beef Castle, but that's neither here nor there. We will be at Fightland, so if you see us, holler at us. We're not going to bite too much. Andrew might bite. I won't. But holler at us or go check us out on Vice when it's on, when that happens, a week after the fact. And just be like, hey, there are those assholes. What the fuck?
Well, I guess I'm next up then, because I'm younger than Chris and Dan, so they can go fuck themselves. You can find me at PC Tony. This month I'll be known as the Pumpkin Carver. No, it's true. Pumpkin Carver Tony. Pumpkin Carver Tony. Well, it's true. It's true.
You can ring the more hair than him, Dan.
Not necessarily.
Where it counts, maybe. I guess. I don't know.
Ding, ding, ding.
You can follow me at BC Tutty on Twitter and Facebook. Continue to listen to everything Chair Shot Radio Network.
So I'm not the oldest?
No, Chris, it's March.
Sorry.
I'm February, you son of a bitch.
February, yes. Sorry.
You can follow me all over the worldwide social media interwebs, and it's me, DPP.
February 31st.
Oh, go blow yourself. Dan, say what you was going to say.
Facebook.com/DWI podcast.
There's billions of people who wish they could, Chris. Don't even start with that shit.
Yes, and what are his name? What's his name? That's a group you haven't admitted yet tonight.
There you go. You know you've signed up for that rib removal surgery, but when they told you it was elective, you said, fuck it.
Hey, man, if the insurance would have paid for it. Go ahead,
Dan. Sweet dreams are made of these.
That's not a sweet dream.
Oh, I'm done.
I was about to say planet.
I am done.
Mr. Velvet, nice to take us home.
I think we all are. Thank you all for tuning in to the last episode of the DWI podcast. It's been a fun ride. 293 in the can. Go back and listen to some of our greatest hits. I kid. I'm having fun.
I have to announce to you that I will never retire.
Yeah, that was a great drop considering what he's going through and what we just said this whole episode. That was got to read the room. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to read the room, okay?
Damn COVID.
That's us choking on our own bullshit. But y'all can find me on Twitter at The Real C. Or at The Real C Platt on Twitter. More importantly than that, if you appreciate the content we provide, get your hand off that button, goddamn you. I'm trying to wrap this shit up. Oh, you gonna wrap it up? Okay, wrap it then. Wrap it.
Yeah. Well, you want the show to be over? There's only one way for the show to be over. It's for me to tell people that they've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DWI. Now you can say whatever you want.
Boobies!
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yes, I'm obsessing.
Dan, you're cool. And fuck you, I'm out. We'll be right back.
ain't play no game. Keep my need no aim. Look dirt, need no fame. Price it, need code day. 2K for these ball, man. 2K for we ballin'. Bad bitch keep callin'. Broken face, we all in. Block bustin', we pop up. Pussy boys ain't no nut. Keep your gun, we pop up. Don't try it, we glocked up. Homicide, I ain't seen nothing. Pussy boy, what y'all mean, man? Pussy boy, what y'all mean, man? Pussy boy, what y'all mean, man? Skaters, dumb boys can't be a tweakers. Why they be wife and eaters? E-way smoking, choking, coughing, rolling up on that kitchen. Dun jam, man, I can't leave them.
Leave Arn Anderson in his car alone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.